Ви з SBS українською.
From the BBC in London, I'm Pete Ross with an update on the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian officials have warned of a public health crisis in Russian-occupied Mariupol. In its latest update, Britain's military intelligence has also warned of the threat of cholera in the southern Ukrainian city, while also saying there is a critical shortage of medicines in occupied Kherson. The BBC's Sasha Schlichter has more.
Nearly 3 months of Russian shelling have turned the once beautiful city on the Azov Sea into rubble. The Kremlin is keen to portray the tragedy of Mariupol as some sort of liberation, saying Russian troops are looking after the remaining residents. Yet Mariupol's elected deputy mayor paints a picture of bodies still being discovered in the ruins, a shortage of doctors, drugs, medical facilities, food and running water. All this, combined with the warm weather, has created the perfect conditions for a major cholera outbreak.
The deputy mayor of Mariupol, Serhiy Orlov, said the Russian occupiers were blocking any humanitarian aid from Kyiv, while none of the major international agencies were on the ground. He added conditions in the occupied Ukrainian city are deteriorating. Mr. Orlov, who's no longer in Mariupol, said 100,000 residents are still in the city and the Russian occupiers are unable to deal with the scale of the crisis facing them.
That situation is bad, both sanitary and social and economic, and there is a big risk of starting epidemic. We start to see that some illnesses start. We think that it's absolutely possible with all these conditions, a non-working centralized water sanitary system, a lot of corpses, unfortunately, in ruins, and also a lack of medical help.
On the battlefront, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his forces have made some gains in the southeastern Zaporizhzhia region, but at a cost. A senior advisor to Mr. Zelensky says that between 100 and 200 Ukrainian soldiers are dying each day, but that Russian losses are heavier. It comes as Ukrainian troops have again come under sustained attack in the eastern city of Severodonetsk. But the governor of Luhansk province says Ukrainian troops are continuing to hold out. Serhiy Haidai says there's fierce street fighting, but the crucial supply road to Severodonetsk and neighbouring areas is still under Ukrainian control, foiling Russian efforts to surround Ukrainian troops. Earlier, Mr. Haidai posted a video of a huge fire, which he says was the result of a Ukrainian strike on a base used by Russian-backed mercenaries. Meanwhile, two Britons and a Moroccan have been given death sentences by a court in the Russian-controlled Donbass region. Aidan Aslan, Sean Pinner and Brahim Sadun, who were captured while fighting for Ukraine, were found guilty of mercenary activities and attempting to overthrow the authorities. Russia's foreign minister has defended the decision to sentence the three men to death. Sergei Lavrov claimed the men had committed crimes. The court that handed out the sentences in the so-called Donetsk People's Republic is not recognised internationally. The UN has also expressed its concern. The body's Human Rights Office said such trials against prisoners of war amount to a war crime. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss today spoke with her Ukrainian counterpart and said they had, quote, discussed efforts to secure the release of the prisoners of war held by Russian proxies. And, quote, the UK continues to back Ukraine against Putin's barbaric invasion. From Donbass, the BBC's Orla Gerlin has more.
The Russian state news agency is saying that these men will face a firing squad. In the short term, their lawyer says they will appeal. There's a month in which they can do that. Amnesty International has described the proceedings as a grotesque show trial and said it was a warning shot to Britain because of its support for Ukraine. And let's not forget, it was in an unrecognised court in an area that is controlled by Russian-backed separatists. And we know that the officials there take their orders from President Putin. So in effect, you could say that these two Britons are hostages of the Russian leader.
British MP Robert Jenrick, who represents the constituency of Aidan Aslan's family, has called the situation, quote, completely outrageous.
This is a completely outrageous situation. These are not mercenaries. They're British citizens who, for personal reasons, were living in Ukraine before Vladimir Putin's invasion. They joined up to serve in the Ukrainian armed forces, were captured, and should be being treated as prisoners of war. Instead, they've been put on this show trial and now have been sentenced to death.
Those are some of the latest developments on day 107 of Russia's invasion. I'm Pete Ross at the BBC.
Подобається? Поділіться, прокоментуйте. Слідкуйте за SBS українською на Facebook.